Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling is here, too. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top salesmanship experts, sales management experts on the planet. She's been doing this for decades, started right out of elementary school. She's the author of The Accidental Sales Manager, also the Sales Leader's Problem Solver. I think that's her new book. And these are award-winning books, and we're so proud she's part of our world. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Jim, as always, thank you for having me on.
You're always welcome here, Suzanne, because I love talking about what you talk about. I love sales. I'm a grizzled old salesman. I was selling vegetables door-to-door on a wheelbarrow when I was barely big enough to push the wheelbarrow, Suzanne.
And, I know.
And so I've been doing this a long time, and I'm still a salesman. I'm still the salesman for our company, and I just love doing business with people. I love talking to people and getting them and talking to them about what's on their mind, what they're interested in. It's got to be all about the customer. That's where the gold is, isn't it, when you're selling?
Yes, definitely. The customer goes first.
Because everything else is, you already know. But I always remind people, and I'm training them, Suzanne, you already know what's inside your head. That's not going to help you. You've already invested in that. Go find out what's inside their head. That's where the gold is. That's where you want to mine for gold. So we're coming up on the calendar here, and we don't really use the word trimester in sales like we do in other parts of our lives. But it really is. I called September the threshold of the fourth quarter. What do you think about that?
I agree with you, and I've always called it extended Q4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the time to think about extended Q4 is right now, not in mid or late September. Mm-hmm. I think you need to link September to October, November, and December.
And especially if of course it doesn't matter if you're B2B or B2C. If you're B2C, you better already have your inventory, right, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
It better be on the way. And if you're B2B, if you're business to business, these are, you know, that means that the decisions are probably a little bit bigger and take a little bit longer decision process, right? So you gotta, it's like kind of like driving a train, isn't it? You gotta get out in front of it.
You do. You have to get out in front of it. The first thing that I recommend that people do for extended Q4, Jim, is talk with the salespeople who are falling short. And they should know to the dollar where they are against quota.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a rep with a goal of $1,020,000 or 85 per month, who should be at 680 for the year, but they're only at 600. They should know this to the dollar, that they're 88% of quota and they have a new four-month goal of $105,000 per month, for instance. They should know this to the dollar.
Mm-hmm. And they should by now have a pretty good idea where the prospects are out there that are gonna help them meet their future budget, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They should tell you what their plan is.
Having a detailed, comprehensive, properly managed prospecting list, a system, that's one of the biggest downfalls of professional B2B salespeople, isn't it?
But two problems. One is a light pipeline. There aren't enough deals running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in many cases, a very clogged sales forecast where they're keeping deals in for an extended period of time when they should be moving them on.
Or just getting rid of them.
Yeah, taking them off and saying,
when
gosh,
I was,
this isn't going anywhere.
When I was a pup, one of my managers, one of my mentors, used the term China egg. I grew up on a farm, and farmers who have chickens, will, in order to you know, to take the eggs out of the nest, then the chicken, the hen doesn't lay eggs for you. She's doing it for herself, right? So
right.
If you take all of her eggs, if you take all of them, she'll quit laying. But if you leave mm-hmm. something behind, she'll keep laying. And so if you leave a china egg, she'll keep laying, actually, because she thinks it's a real egg. But here's what we always know about a china egg. They never hatch.
Ah.
And so you let your pipeline get bollocksed up with a bunch of people who aren't going to buy from you. They're the china eggs, and they're never going to hatch. You got to get rid of them.
It's true, and it drags you down. It distracts you. You're putting your effort where it isn't realizing any closed sales. So you really need to work with that rep who's far behind. And you need to let them know exactly where they are. And with the rep who, let's say, is at 105%, or so. Now, some people will say, well, that's a high-class problem. But two things can happen in extended Q4. They can fall behind, or they can just go with the status quo. And you need to tell them to the dollar where they are at.
Right.
And you need to take a serious look at their pipeline and their forecast and say, you know what? You're at 107%, which is great, but I think you could be at 115%, and here's why.
Mm-hmm. You know, when they're talking to you about these things, like if they continue to show you, if you say, okay, who are your prospects? Where are you going to get your business this month? If they continue to bring up prospects that you know are not going to hatch, then that tells you about what they really are doing, doesn't it? I mean, that's one of the early indicators about whether you've got somebody who's doing not only enough work, but the right quality of work. And who, because they can't, if they're fooled themselves, you know, who do they think they're going to fool you as a manager? I mean, you can't, I love the old Shakespeare quote, to thine own self be true. You got to tell yourself the truth about your own prospects, don't you?
Absolutely. And I call that mother henning. Here we are with all these farm analogies,
yeah.
Jim, but where you have these deals and you're just kind of waiting for them and you're not doing all the other work you need to do, which mm-hmm. is why a rep who's ahead can end up behind or just at the status quo at the end of the year. The other good thing to do, especially with a rep that's ahead, is remind them of any accelerators mm-hmm. that will pay out at the end of the year. If they're over quota, if you have such a thing in your compensation plan.
When we come back after the break, we're going to get Suzanne to give us some more ideas on how to get things kickstarted, get things front-loaded for the end-of-the-year push to get all the sales we can get this year, right? 20 after. Right back with Suzanne Poehling. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.